Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Thanks so much for tuning into Bravo Happy Hour. Just a reminder that if you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a little review. It's super helpful for the show and also allows for fellow Bravo lovers to find out about the show. Today's episode is going to be one for the books. We're blessed with not one, but two different co-hosts. We have fan favorite Mercedes back in the studio.
Hi!
And then Bravo Happy Hour's European correspondent, Jasper.
Hello.
Who is finally getting the full in-studio experience. Welcome, the two of you. This is my dream.
Yes, thank you.
Dying to do this.
So you guys were actually two of the people who were the main reasons why I started the show. I kind of bounced the ideas off of the two of you, and you were like, just start it. What are you waiting for?
Do it. Do
well,
it.
I got you guys together.
Oh, you did. You did, though.
I'm
you
actually did. The one, yeah.
You're the glue. You're the glue.
Yeah, yes. So we were all in.
Like, I'm the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. The Wizard of Bravo.
The Wizard. So we were all in like a Facebook group.
I was not even in it.
Yeah, so Megan
we
wasn't
met,
in it.
Wait, should we go back to the inception?
Yes, totally.
Okay, so I met Jasper because I went to a Heather McDonald live show of Juicy Scoop podcast where
a name that should not be meant.
No. Yes,
she's
exactly.
Like she's like Voldemort, like but worse.
Yes.
So we both went to a Heather McDonald show. I went alone, and we were sitting at a four top, and it was two girls sitting across from each other, and I immediately sit down next to them, and I'm like, oh, like trying to talk to these girls. They would not even look in my direction,
bitches.
And honestly, like I'm not a total asshole. Like,
yeah,
I mean. When you get to know me, I am. But, like, in the beginning, like, I'm quite nice and, like, can be charming when I need to be. They were not even looking at me. So I was like, I hate this. I want to go home. Why did I decide to do this alone? And then along comes in a beautiful, like, 6-foot-tall, blonde.
German god.
German model.
6'1".
He walks in and Jasper sits down and the two of us immediately just start talking shit, drinking wine, lolling and having a great time. And I was like, this is probably going to be a forever thing.
Are you my soulmate?
And it's been, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
2.5 years of friendship.
So fast forward.
Yeah.
We're all in this, like,
half a year later.
Yeah. We're all in this Facebook group. And this is pre, like, Luann taking her cabaret show nationwide. It was when it was only exclusively towards a small cabaret club in New York City. And the tickets were sold out as soon as they went available. And so I was part of that group with my girlfriend, Christina. And we were like, we have to get in. Like, we were on a wait list. They called us from the wait list. And we were like, oh, we got in. So then I posted in the group and I was like, is anybody else going to the show? Let's meet. And then Jasper was like, I'm there. And so we were like, we were literally stalking each other on Facebook. And so we were in the line waiting to enter into Feinstein's 54 Below. And we were like, are you Jasper? Are you Mercedes?
Yeah.
And then we all sat literally right next to each other. And it was fabulous. It was such a good night. Like, and then we've been friends ever since.
Here we are. Here we are. And all three of us are here today to talk all things Bravo. I think we just kind of have to start with BravoCon.
Oh my gosh.
So this past week, BravoCon tickets finally came out. If you guys don't know what BravoCon is, it's basically where all fans of Bravo TV kind of come together in one space to get Bravo celebrity photo ops, Instagram-worthy photo moments, see live panels and shows of Bravo like you've never seen before. Like, so lame. It's the first ever immersive experience of its kind designed specifically for the Bravo sphere, where Bravo super fans and influencers can come together to celebrate fandom while sipping the hottest Bravo celebrity tea. I got that straight from the Bravo website. Those motherfuckers are usually just using like trigger words like Bravo celebrity tea, Instagram immersive experiences. Like, so lame. But the event is happening in Manhattan from November 15th through the 17th. It's a 3-day experience. Tickets are so fucking expensive.
And they went, like, they were sold out within the first couple minutes. Yes. It's crazy. Like, we know so many, like, quote-unquote Bravo influencers, and they were, like, they kind of barely got in. They missed it. And it's, like, first of all, it was only, like, the 3-day tickets and the VIP tickets that were for sale. And all of those got sold out. Thank God the 1-day passes are for sale next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, what's going on? And it's not at the Javits Center. It's not huge. Yeah. There are 3 different venues over the 3 different days. And also, I think you still have to pay extra money to go to like
certain
the
events.
VPR experience or the Southern Charm experience. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for what?
Absolutely. And like, the price you pay for the 3-day ticket, you can go on a vacation for a whole week. And like, obviously I would love to go, but I'm like, I'm not spending that kind of money for like 3 days in New York, just being like trying to see some Bravo people. And then you might have to pay for every photo op as well.
Yeah. And I said, most people in our like secret Facebook groups, they'll just stalk their Instagrams, say where they're partying at, and we can go see them for free.
Yeah. I don't know. So there's 3 different tiers. There was a $300, the $580, and then the $1,500. And like, yeah, right. Like my ass is going to spend $1,500 fucking dollars to see Ramona Singer live. Like, I don't know. Like there's something about like we were talking about this earlier. Like I want to see panels. I want to see conversations. I want to see fun Top Chef experiences, Southern Charm brunch. Like those things excite me. Like that's fun to me. However, like, I'm not spending money to stand on a meet and greet line. Like, people need to realize meet and greet lines, people are literally, Kelly Dodd will stand there, shake your hand and take a photo and you'll keep it on moving. Like, you're not having a conversation with her.
No.
You're not telling her about your fucking trauma. Like, you're not having any kind of real conversation. So
for me like $1,300, $1,500, either Aviva Dresha has to like throw a leg in my face or Cindy Barshop has to
vajazzle somebody.
Something on me.
She better vajazzle me.
With ASAP. Real diamonds.
Yes. But I don't know. The whole thing is like kind of getting blown out of proportion. I feel bad because like I had many people text me being like, are you gang? And I'm like, babe, I can't spend $1,500. Like, I live in Manhattan. Like, I'm fortunate enough to not have to, like, deal with, like, travel expenses of all of this weekend.
That's the thing, too. It's near Thanksgiving, which is already, like, really high travel and tourist time in New York City. So all the hotels are at a premium already.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay for flights and hotels at a premium. And the tickets on top of that, they're crazy.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do the 1-day pass probably for Saturday or Sunday, unless I can get a press pass. Bravo, if you're listening. But, I mean, there's supposedly, the Southern Charm brunch, which is like a Southern Belle themed brunch with Southern Charm cast members. There's a Top Chef dinner, which is with celebs from Top Chef, which I don't need that. Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen is Friday night, which is going to be pretty major, which is going to be a big, you know, show. I can imagine all of the awesome people who are going to be there because remember when he did like that one big show in LA and it was like star-studded, but he had old –
Housewives too, which I love. Bring them back from the fucking dirt.
Yeah.
Get them, dig them up.
Resurrect them.
Resurrect those motherfuckers.
Jill Zarin, we'd love to see
And then
you.
On Saturday night, there's going to be the Vanderpump Rules after party. And you guys, if you're listening and you love the show and you want to hang, I'm thinking of actually hosting a Bravo Happy Hour event during BravoCon weekend. I'm not sure if it's the Friday or the Saturday. I'm kind of probably thinking the Friday because that's when Andy's doing his show, which will probably be the most expensive additional ticket to get. I feel like it'll be cheaper than the Saturday night with James Kennedy. And also, like, I might want to go to the one with James Kennedy. So, like, if my ass is planning a party, it's going to be the night where Andy's on.
I think I saw Lucy on the Ground posted that when she got her tickets, that it was only, like, $49 for the Watch What Happens Live extra, like, comp on to, like, get tickets into that recording, which is not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've been to Watch What Happens Live a few times at this point, and it's an amazing experience, and I love it. Like, do not get me wrong. However, it's exactly what you see on TV. So it's like, for me, I'm like, I don't need to spend $50 to, like, see something. Like, luckily, I mean, you know, I'm fortunate my roommate's a publicist and can, like, get me tickets to these types of things. But, you know, that's, like, not what I'm dying to see. Like, I want to see Luann do anything on stage, which, again, the listeners know.
She has a cabaret show that fans can pay for to go. Yeah. But it's like, we saw that, and we saw that when it was genuine before she tried to, like, sell out big stadiums and do a big thing about it. And I'm like, I appreciate it when it was much more like,
when it was intimate and was original.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Well, anyways, BravoCon should be fun. We'll keep up with any more updates that come about in the next few weeks, but hopefully I can get some free ass fucking tickets because...
Fingers crossed.
I mean, yeah, right? Okay, well, jumping right into news, we have to start right in Atlanta. So they're currently filming season 12 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. We've been talking about what's going on with Portia and her boyfriend or fiance, whatever, Dennis McKinley. Actually, on episode 56, I was with Mercedes and we talked about how they ended their engagement because of his supposed cheating. Skirt, they're back together.
Stupid.
Completely.
Storyline.
You think so? Yeah, which makes sense. It totally makes
sense.
Because then what else does she have? PJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got her baby, and a baby cannot carry a storyline. No. We know this.
Seen it.
Yeah. History repeats itself.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. But also, like, I do think he cheated. The girl said that he was cheating with her on somebody else originally when they started dating. Like, I don't believe this guy. Like, I don't think that he's good, genuine, anything all of the above.
And don't we know he has all the names of his exes tattooed on his body? So, yeah.
Yeah, like, that should be the numero uno red flag. Like, that needs to be seen and, like, addressed. Like, I understand maybe one, but when you're Jax Taylor-ing all over your body with Stassi's name and what's that other girl's name? Oh, my God.
Nicole.
Carmen. Nicole.
Jacqueline.
Faith? No Faith?
No. Crickets. He probably has a cross on his body, which implies Faith.
Of course he does.
That's probably who he's really in love with.
Yeah, exactly. So, supposedly, there's been a lot of drama happening in Atlanta this season. So, they're taking a cast trip currently in Toronto, which not chic.
Yeah. I'm like, Toronto, that's where New York people go to, like, hang out for the weekend.
Americans need a passport to go to Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To you Americans. By the way, Jasper's from Germany, if you can't tell by his sexy accent.
And when we went to Luann's show, he was living in Switzerland. And so he told Luann that he's like, I live in Zurich. And she's like, oh, my fans from Switzerland are here.
She loved it.
She did love it. She went home and was just like, yes, like putting herself to sleep. I have fans in Europe.
I'm still relevant in Europe.
And we got the pictures to prove it.
Oh my God, those drunk ass photos. I'm literally whispering sweet ass nothings in her ear. She's like, you're drunk. Get out of my face.
But getting back to Atlanta.
Oh, are you the host?
Right, getting back to the topic. There must be a reason why they're going to Toronto.
I can't figure that out at the moment. Yeah. I'm thinking...
Because in Potomac, they went to New Orleans, but they had a reason.
I liked that
It was
trip.
Because of Giselle's
quotation
debt.
Marks.
Yeah. And so, like, there was stuff there, but I'm like, what's in Toronto for you to go there?
Yeah, that's a big old question mark.
Maybe Nene has a lost
cousin.
She's
yeah.
opening up a swag boutique in Toronto.
swag with double G.
Double G, baby. So supposedly, they were at this dinner at a place called Lavelle in Toronto last week. All the women were seen arguing at this table. Supposedly, things had started off kind of poorly when they sat down. And eventually, towards the end, Nene allegedly had her breasts hanging out.
What?
This led to some of the housewives Random. To believe she was, quote, under the influence. Which, love that her breasts were hanging out. Like, this is being like reported on Radar Online, where it's like Nene Leakes' breasts are hanging out in Toronto
She's got,
bar.
She's like saggy tits. Like, she hasn't had a breast lift.
I mean, it's probably easy
she
for
did.
A breast to come
did
out.
Did she have a breast lift?
But supposedly, after the Nene breast display, supposedly there was another fight that ended up taking the crew away from the table. So Cynthia was supposedly arguing with Marlo over this audio recording of Marlo talking shit about Nene. Mm. Supposedly, Kenya then jumped into the mix, defending her friend Cynthia, insisting that the audio actually didn't exist. However, some of the women believe the audio is still alive and well, and newbie Yvonna, do you guys remember Yvonna?
Yes.
She's getting a peach.
Wow.
I'm not sure if it's a full-time peach. Or
peach. Peach.
Yeah.
Peach pie.
Yeah. Call peach me by cobbler. Your name, kind of peach. So supposedly Yvonna was there and has said audio recording. I just am very confused. Like, who sits like at a dinner and takes their phone out to start recording? Granted, I am on an audio podcast recording.
But my thing is that I want them to like actually talk about it and actually address it, not like Beverly Hills that like made a pact to not talk about everybody's lawsuits mm-hmm. and things like that. Like, I'm over that. I want Atlanta to talk about all these things. If there's audio, play it, address it, listen to it, like discuss it. I'm over the housewife shows like not addressing the root of the issue or like actual drama that's going on between them.
Totally. Because then as viewers, we are seeing this like deconstructed view of the truth. And you see people having reactions to minor situations when it's actually about a bigger situation.
Exactly.
But we're not privy to it. Mm-hmm. So as viewers, you're like, why is so-and-so so mad at so-and-so? And it's like, you can't figure it out, but then you kind of look at the larger scheme where it's like, oh yeah, well, she was being sued and this
right,
was happening
exactly.
and this was happening and mm-hmm. this was happening to her kid and this was, you know, so it's like, we're kind of being hidden by a lot of things in Beverly Hills where I think, at least on Potomac, we're seeing right now with the whole Michael
Everything.
And Ashley thing. Like
yeah.
the fact that Bravo showed up with receipts
and played the audio.
Ooh.
And played the audio.
I was titillated, like freaking out in my home, like this is what I wanted, this, because this is something that is serious and real and shouldn't be put down. And the fact that a lot of the women on the show are saying, you know, I don't think he didn't do it, like I
yeah.
don't believe
Robin
that-
was like, I wasn't that drunk, and like Chris is like, bro, I heard it, like all of them are like saying this is what happened, and Ash is like, no it didn't, honey. It's on audio, like he said this stuff.
And then the two of them are like, it's production, it's editing. It's like, no, you can't edit
right.
things you didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't edit things you didn't do. But anyways, Atlanta should be interesting this season. I definitely can't wait to see Nene's breasts out at a dinner table.
I don't want to see them. We've been there, done that.
True,
we had
true.
A photo shoot back then,
oh.
season two or something,
oh.
where she was reliving her stripper life for a photo shoot, so I don't see those breastises again, especially not in Toronto.
A Canadian breast moment, don't need that.
Not here.
Canadian bacon.
Okay, well, moving on to totally different news. Since I was away on vacation last week, again, sorry, I missed some episodes, whatever. It's not my full-time job.
Scoozy.
Yeah, me scoozy. So I forgot to mention the most important thing that has happened in a very long time. Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules is engaged to Beau Clark. So we were introduced to Beau last season.
Also, I don't think Bo's that cute.
Okay.
But, yeah.
We were introduced to Bo last season as her boyfriend, and any viewers of the show or, you know, her Instagram or listening to her podcast know she was head over heels in love, and the two of them were clearly very much in love. But fast forward to a couple weeks ago, they are engaged. They got engaged at a mausoleum. Supposedly Stassi just said, I woke up thinking I was just going to a Torah mausoleum to see if I wanted to buy one. And this fucking happened. It's like, kind of love that for her.
Who's buying a mausoleum?
Like, evidently Stassi Schroeder is like, has like disposable income where she's like, maybe I should buy a mausoleum.
Well, she had a bestseller, so she can afford it.
True. And honestly, well,
and
my friend
bought
Monica,
the book.
I did too. I have a copy of my, I can't read it yet because I'm like, I'm not even basic. Like, I don't want to be a basic batch. Like, I don't want to be basic.
Yeah.
But also, whatever, I'll read it. Give me like a bad Sunday. I'll read it all in 3 hours.
Let's have another heat wave in New York City, and then you'll definitely have time.
So Bo gave her a 3-carat center diamond ring from Brilliant Earth, and supposedly this like VP of strategy and merchandising from the company made all these quotes, and I was like, girl, are you Kyle Chan or what? Like, I only want Kyle Chan to design rings for Vanderpump Rules stars. I don't want anything else.
Her ring was actually really nice.
She's too classy for that.
Stassi comes from like real
she
money.
She has money, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not money.
No. No, not her mother, her father. He was an architect.
It's not money.
Okay, well, her so grandma is Chanel.
Let's define money, right? Like, so it's like 1 to 5 million. It's like you have money, but not that much. Let's talk 20 million plus.
That's money.
Money. And then you have Real Housewives of New York money, which is like
money,
JP
money.
Morgan, the Count.
Don't touch like the Morgan letters.
Don't touch them. And that's like high millions.
I think Stassi's father, parents, they're like in the 1 to 5 million.
Yeah, they're 1 to 5.
Definitely the dad. That mother.
Stassi is the only one who has an education.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's smart.
Yes.
Who thinks about what she can do. Who's the one, she was the first one to have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one who left the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who was invited back to the show because she was important for the show.
Yeah.
She probably thought of the Witches of
WeHo.
Yes. Witches of WeHo. Probably branded it. Like, she probably did all that stuff. Like, I don't think that
she is a
Kristen
smart cookie.
Or,
and
yeah.
I think she's. I love Stassi, I have to say. I loved her from the
so
first.
So do I.
First
she's
episode.
Genuinely who she is. She's a bitch.
Exactly.
She doesn't care. I'm like, sister, you are me on the West Coast. Like,
yeah.
I love it.
And I also think what makes Stassi different is that she. I mean, yeah, like she's just herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's and has kind of been since day one, whether she's being a bitch or she's being like uber vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and likes her like weird nerdy horror movies and like her weird love of death. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
All that stuff, like that has never really not been her vibe. Yeah. But she was, you know, bogged down with Jax and Patrick and what's that other douchebag? Oh my God.
Daniel, Dave,
no.
Marcus.
Oh.
Name it basic names.
Oh, the most big. Oh God. I could see his shit eating grin.
I only think of Sheena's Rob Valletta, but I'm like, that's Sheena.
7 minutes, Rob. No, I'm happy for Stassi. I'm not a fan of Bo.
I'm not a fan of him. No.
But I think, and it's not like what James Kennedy said about Jax and Brittany, like, good first start of marriage.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think that Stassi and Bo will be together forever.
No, same.
But they're going to have a good time and they're mm-hmm. going to split and respect each other.
Hmm. They're going to have babies quick.
Yes.
That's what she said. That was her
They're
most
all
important
have
thing.
Now.
But the thing is, like, Bo was like a talent scout, you know what
yes.
I mean? Like, and so he's in this industry,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like it was very opportunistic. And I feel like all of this is like towards his bigger plan, and eventually Stassi will realize that. I feel like looking from afar, I think we definitely see that, and it's like,
See, I don't think that.
See, yeah, like, a part of me, like, you know, I think that in the sense of like, oh, of course, like you're a casting director. Of course you would find someone who's like on a hit TV show
sure.
and find your way onto the show. And mm-hmm. now you're doing testimonials and now you're on the show. I see that in a way. However, I find him to be genuine in a in a different kind of way where he's like, I don't really give a shit
it's
what
a bonus
she does
for him.
Yeah. He's like, this happens to be my situation with her. Because you have heard like on all these different podcasts and all these different shows where he said, he's like, I saw photos of her and was like, I don't want to fucking meet her. She looks like she sucks. Like that blonde hair and that fake personality. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that. And, you know, as much as like, whatever, you could judge a book by its cover. But the fact that they met each other and they really hit it off and really started to fall in love. Like, I kind of believe in them.
Nah.
But speaking of Stassi, her and Kristen Doty, obviously from Vanderpump Rules, have actually been having a falling out. Kristen and Stassi, so Stassi was saying to a magazine recently, quote, the drama is killing me. I can't take it anymore. I can't talk about this shit anymore. I'm literally dead inside. So this is all about her feud with Kristen. Kristen didn't go to the engagement party that was held at Lisa Vanderpump's house after, obviously, Bo and Stassi got engaged. And then Kristen had a party for James May, which, again, babe, James May is not fetch. Like, it'll never
happen. Quit trying to make fetch happen.
It'll never happen.
Yeah.
Graphic tees with, like, Fleetwood Mac lyrics, like, babe.
You can make them by yourself on, like, customink.com. You know what I mean? Like,
babe, that's Etsy.
It's basically, like, it's not a thing.
But do we know what the falling out was about?
That's what has been like the biggest mystery.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know what it's about. I think there's probably inherent jealousy between Kristen and Stassi. Because Kristen has always hated Stassi. Because you think in the beginning, Kristen was fucking Jax. And just because they said they only hooked up twice means, it's like when you see a mouse, there are hundreds.
I think we all think about is like, did somebody cheat on somebody?
But remember, she lied about it for a long time.
Yeah, but like, obviously, Kristen didn't sleep with Bo. Are we going back to...
That we know of. Like,
he would never lower himself to that.
Stassi wouldn't be engaged to him.
Yeah.
But like, are we going back to like Patrick or something?
I wouldn't put it past Kristen to have done something with Patrick or anyone else.
I think this is like deep-rooted from Jax vibes. I think Kristen was so in love with Jax when all that was happening, and I think she has still held on to this idea. You know, Kristen's like 36, Stassi's 31, so Stassi was like the little girl in the group who kind of came in, not necessarily as the underdog, but like as the young little rut in the run. What is it?
And she took over,
Yeah, and she took over in a way that Kristen never could because Kristen was always crazy Kristen. And Kristen can't shake being crazy Kristen because that's unfortunately who she is. Where Stassi has evolved and has, grown a little bit from her season
her
one
crazy
bitchness. Yeah. And owns her crazy and said, I've been working through it consciously, trying to kind of move past this. Whereas Kristen, you know, you see her in fucking Solvang and she's telling the vintner or whatever at the fucking wine place, Merlot's for basic batches. It's like, no, you dumb bitch. Well, you see sideways once, and now you say Merlot's for basic bitches. I don't know. I think Kristen has issues with Stassi in a serious way.
But wasn't there, like, Stassi's mother giving an interview or something about, like, the circle of life?
Oh, and that they'll come back around.
Like, Lion King.
So Kristen posted something on her Instagram about the James May event. So Stassi's mom ended up posting something on the photo saying, don't you worry, it's like the Lion King and the circle of life. Each one of these girls will grow, change, and come back to their original strong friendship bond that they've always had. Some things just take time. Babe.
Maybe it's just for a storyline. No, because Vanderpump has to change now. It's been all over and everything.
Yes,
it's been
and
like,
they're not
there
all
need
waitresses.
To be a new season with like the younger ones and the older ones. And Stassi has been talking about it on her podcast that she's been hanging out with the young ones.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, too, is that like everybody from BPR has their own things going on now. There's Tom, Stassi has her house, Sheena has her house. Like, Kristen is the only one that doesn't have her own thing kind of going on. You know
other
what I mean?
Than
like,
James May, which again is Etsy vibes. Like,
yeah, and it's like
it's not
that's not
moneymaker.
High profitability. You know, like So it's kind of like maybe she's getting left in the dust and maybe she's taking that out on her friends, which is totally like,
and also her relationship disseminating last season with Carter and her still being with him is probably really hard for some of her friends to deal with, where it's like, you saw him treat you like shit.
Yeah.
We openly discuss the fact that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He treats you like trash, yet you decide to stay with him out of fear of not finding anyone else. And that fear is understandable and happens to a lot
especially
of people.
Especially when you're 36.
Exactly. Like, and I get that. I understand that fear. However, it's like, Kristen, like, sometimes your friends are looking out for you, but I don't know. I don't know, but
I can't wait for the next season.
Well, the Tom Tom 1 year anniversary happened this past August 12th, where there was a huge party. And so the most earth shattering thing I saw was Katie Maloney Schwartz posted an Instagram story tagging James Kennedy and Lala Ken singing their duet, singing their new duet together. In the freaking restaurant, everyone's kikiing, having a great time. Like, what? Like, oh, so you two are friends now? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Oh, ooh. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I can't take Lala serious with all that, like, plastic surgery. I just can't take her seriously. She's turning to, like, Aubrey O'Day part two.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw Aubrey.
And Aubrey O'Day ends up loving a Trump guy. So, like, you could see Lala slipping into Trump territory so
quickly. Do I think
quickly.
Her and Rand with the PJ are going to last forever? No, absolutely not.
But, yeah, Lala and James making music together, it's not really surprising if the two of them would become friends again. However, it is surprising that Katie is now getting buddy-buddy with them. But also, they're doing it for a TV show, so they know what they've got to do.
Yeah, they're not dumb. They're dumb, but they're not that dumb. They got to make money. They have nothing else going on for them.
Like, got to make some money.
Yeah.
Well, moving on to things happening also in Los Angeles, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Denise Richards got a pay increase. So supposedly, Denise, who everybody knows was season one vet for season nine this past season, and now she got signed on for season 10 and supposedly 4 more years of being on
four
the show.
4 more years.
She's got 4 more years and signed on for $4 million for those 4 years.
Yeah.
Get it,
listen,
girl.
Good for her. I fucking love Denise.
Absolutely.
She's the best breath of fresh air that has been breathed life into Beverly Hills.
I absolutely believe that she never have watched any of the episodes
never.
Before.
She not had
100%
no clue what she
100%
was getting
no.
into.
100% no. Her agent was like, hey, Denise, we have this awesome offer. It's about $300,000 and you just have to do like 22 episodes of this show. Just live your life and some cameras will be in your apartment. And she's like, I don't
and
give
And you
a
might
shit.
Know somebody. Camille.
Or Lisa
Brandy.
Rinna.
Or Brandy, remember? Yeah.
Yeah,
and she's like drinking tequila. She's like, okay.
All the Casamigos on the rocks. My kind of chick.
Absolutely good for her.
Right? Mm-hmm. She looks fucking hot. I'm all about Denise's
she
vibe.
Posted something funny like recently on Instagram too about like Botox Barbie where it had like where the women's face are like pulled back and like obviously have all this like fillers and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm glad Denise has chosen to age gracefully And like, hey, this is like really how women age. Like, it's not like this fairy tale in Beverly Hills. And I'm like, thank you. Because like, there are a lot of people who think that there should be that much plastic surgery and Botox and maintenance, but it doesn't need to be. Not everybody can look like Ramona and Dorinda and Sonia.
I mean, they, I think, have just better doctors.
New York City. Hello.
New York City. So she signed on for this $4 million contract, and supposedly rumors are also swirling that potentially Tori Spelling is joining the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah. And I think, again, like, big stamp, not chic. Like, you're poor. Like, you don't have Aaron Spelling money. He didn't give you a single dime when he died.
It's bullshit. No, she only, because she talked about it on Watch What Happens Live when Jenny Garth talked about that she was asked to do it. And then Tori was like, oh, I wasn't asked to do it. Now there's just rumors going on.
Like, but don't bullshit. You remember, like, Tori also had a reality show with her and her family. Like,
seven reality shows?
Yeah, she's and had a few. Like, they weren't that interesting. And they were kind of boring. And I'm like, I don't care about seeing you on my Bravo channel. Like,
I don't want to see poor people on Bravo.
And also poor, sad people. Like, her husband's constantly cheating. They have, like, 32 kids. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see rich.
I also don't want to see any Kardashians with the Disick stuff on Bravo. And I don't want to see Tori Spelling on Bravo. Like, keep them off my channel. Please.
Well, Denise was also having some beef with Camille this past week. Supposedly, there was some, like, racial thing happening. So, supposedly, who knows what was going on really behind the scenes at the reunion. But Denise said to Camille on Twitter, needs to thank her lucky stars that Bravo didn't air some of the comments during the season at during the season reunion, my youngest daughter's biological father is African-American. I found some of her comments quite offensive. Camille ended up responding, saying, you tweet and then start a firestorm on Twitter. Then you ask me to lunch the next week. I'm confused. So I'm wondering what kind of racist remarks Camille has. It's not surprising considering she was like, Kavanaugh, he's being wrongfully accused.
So, I have a theory about Camille.
Do tell.
Pray tell.
Please tell. Back in season one, Camille, season one, was a fucking bitch, wasn't she?
Totally.
So this season,
most hated person in America.
Yes.
Exactly. This season, again, she started to be Camille season 1.02, 2.1.
2.0.
Because she's trying to get back on full time.
No, because I think there's something wrong in her marriage again. Because it's always when there's a problem in her marriage.
Yes,
that she's acting out, that she's acting out on other people and everything. And I think that's the same thing happening now.
I can see that.
I can see that. Also, I think
diffusion.
There's been a lot of like news stories about her husband getting sued. Exactly. And a lot of people like anti her husband.
There's like a whole website called like nddavidmyers.com or some shit.
That are people that have been getting screwed by him financially, like from his law, from him as a lawyer and him and his law firm. And so I'm like, you're on to something there.
I don't know. When there's smoke, there's fire.
Always.
And she's was incredibly defensive at the reunion this year. And as much as I thought she was right in most sense, like in most situations, I kind of agreed with her in a lot of her opinions on the other women. And I don't know. I think she was standing up to Dorit, at least, which I appreciated because
we all the other women were. Everyone appreciated.
Can Dorit get off my TV? Please. I'm done with her.
Exactly. But Denise, like, as we all agree, like, she hasn't seen the show. No. She doesn't give a fuck.
No, she doesn't.
And she's honest and true.
Love her.
So,
yeah.
Camille can't stand against her.
Yeah. Like, nothing.
No, whatever Camille says, it's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that. Well, moving on to totally different news coming out of Southern Charm's world. Catherine Dennis unfortunately had to deal with the fact that her mother passed away this past August 7th. Her mom, Allison Calhoun Dennis, passed away from cancer at the tender age of 59.
It's so sad. Also, too, because, like, her mom had lived with her when she was battling cancer and helped her take care of the kids. And she's like, I'm so grateful. She was very close to her mother. And her mother, like, helped her through so many things. And I'm just like, that was your rock. That was your, like, bed of, like, strength of everything. And she's gone now. And, like, I can't even imagine how Catherine's kind of dealing with it now, because she has always kind of, like, up and down these past couple seasons. And her friends are there for her. But I'm like, your mother is totally different. That's like a whole different kind of, like, situation.
It also makes you look at this current season that's being filmed. Her mom has been dealing with cancer for the past year and a half. So everything that we're seeing on screen right now has been happening while Catherine has obviously been dealing with her custody battle, her ex being, you know, accused fucking of asshole. All of this sexual assault shit, you know, her mother battling with cancer and then obviously ultimately passing away from it. You know, this poor young woman, we forget that she's, you know, 26 years old.
She's a child compared to everyone else.
And what was disgusting was that after her mom passed away, Thomas, then a few days later, posted a photo with the kids, with Kenzie and Saint, with his mom, and like, oh, my kid's with mom. And it's like, seriously? How dare you? How insensitive can you be? Like, we already know you're a rapist, you're an asshole, etc. But really, after the mother of your children's mom dies, then you decide to post like, oh, well, they're here with my mom. You know, like, disgusting.
Awful. He has no, like, moral compass.
None at all. As most of the men in Southern Charm seem to not do, like, Shep Rose with his whole situation.
I mean, well, this kind of leads us perfectly into Shep's most recent situation. So he posted a video on Twitter of himself laughing at a homeless woman on the street. So supposedly she had, like, a ton of, like, cans, and she was collecting, obviously, to go sell for recycling money, whatever. He posted a video where he was filming her, and he said, look at me, nice cans. I mean, the cans you have. Making a joke about her tits, like... And obviously everyone on Twitter was like, fuck you, Shep. Like, this woman is literally trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Do you think someone wants to collect cans on the side of the street for fun?
And a lot of people in New York do that to try to make money.
It's like, literally making a living. You have, like, if you have no other option, you will literally do whatever it takes to make money, to live, to put food on the table for your family, anything.
I loved it. Everyone called him out.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Everyone.
He ended up deleting his Twitter account because of it.
But also, he first of all, like, kind of came back and he was like, oh, it was a joke. Oh, she was laughing. And he kind of, like, stood by it for a while.
Oh, no, he was.
And then once he was kind of, like, really, like, whoa, I really fucked up, then he issued an apology. Everybody was like, that apology was bullshit. And then he issued a second apology, and he's like, I'm going to take time off to, like, really think about it. And it's like, no, your character showed through in your reaction of that and, like, your initial fake apology. Like, everybody sees through you, and you're fucking nervous, foot shake, like, when, you know, Madison was confronting him. And it's like, everybody sees through you, motherfucker. Like, nobody gives a fuck about you old money Southern bullshit.
I mean, we were talking about this before, how Southern Charm is such an interesting show because it didn't start off as what it has become. It started off, obviously, as a show about the men on Southern Charm. You know, Craig, Whitney, Shep.
Austin came later.
Yeah, Austin came later, whatever. Those kind of men, that kind of... Thomas Ravenel was basically probably what
JD.
JD, yeah. Like, these kind of men was what the show was based upon. And then as the show has moved forward in, well, we're in the sixth or seventh season now, the show's kind of become more about
the women. It's the most empowering show for women.
100%.
All the men are douchebags, and the only people who look good on that show are the women. Mm-hmm. They have their shit together, and they're doing what they have to do.
Yes.
And like... living their lives.
And they also don't make, like, kind of, like, excuses for the men. Naomi broke up with Craig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Danny didn't date Shep. Like, other people, like, haven't dated those guys because the women are like, you're kind of a loser. Like, I'm not going to date you, you know?
Exactly.
Which is great.
All the men being called out on the bullshit they've done and everything. But what I do have to add to Southern Charm, I miss Naomi's old nose. Let's move on, Megan.
I know. I feel bad. Okay, that's a beautiful segue. Thank you, Yasmer.
Although she was just in St. Bart's with Matul, and it looked absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. There. And it's like, I know everybody hated on Matul for, like, the things that he said about the cookie giving her diabetes.
I mean, like, love it and hate it. Like, love a man who's like, babe, that'll kill you. But it's also like, if I want to eat the cookie, I'm going to eat the cookie.
If she really wanted to, she would have the cookie.
Exactly. Like, I don't think it's a Matul problem. I think it's an Naomi problem. Yeah. It's like, babe, if you want that cookie, eat that cookie. And stand up to your man and say, I'm eating my cookie.
Everybody had a real problem with it. And I'm like, it's not that serious. Like, I don't think Naomi is a weak-minded, feeble woman. I'm like, if she wanted to eat the fucking cookie, she would have eaten it. Okay? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, moving on to totally different news. We're moving into a shitstorm coming out of the OC. Fucking of course. Mm-mm. Anything coming out of the OC is Trashville.
Garbage. Yeah.
Trashville. So Tamra Judge's son, Ryan Veith.
Well, complete trash.
Woof. Everyone knows a Ryan that they hate. So God. We have been watching him. The first episode of the new season of OC just came out last week, and we saw Ryan become a massive Trump supporter. Wait, let me reset that. So we saw on the season premiere of The Real Housewives of OC that Ryan from – So we saw on the season premiere of The Real Housewives of OC that Tamra's son, Ryan, is an uber Trump supporter. So that was already, like, cringy vibes. Like, watching it, I was like, I'm uncomfortable. We were talking about this earlier, how the fact that Bravo gave him a testimonial. And so which one of you said that once you get a testimonial, it means you get paid?
I heard it on another podcast. Mm. Once you're having a testimonial, you're getting paid. Otherwise, you're just a spouse, a daughter, a son, or something. But when you have to go into the studio, sit in front of a green screen, you're getting paid. And that's the first time for Ryan to be in front of a green screen, and you're getting paid.
So luckily he shaved that beard during his, like, little green screen moment.
Because it looked disgusting. Didn't help him.
Yeah. It didn't help him. So, okay, after his whole, like, Trump-loving fucking spiel, this week it came out that him and his ex-fiance, So this past Tuesday evening, him and his ex-girlfriend, Sarah Rodriguez, who also is the mother of his four-year-old daughter, Eva. Is it Eva or Ava? I think they say Ava on the show, Ava, but if they spell it E-V-A-A.
I think it's Ava.
So Sarah and Ryan share a four-year-old daughter named Ava together, and she posted a shit ton of real dark freaking text messages.
Really bad.
So it kind of starts with her saying, you talked about my daughter several times today. She's a child. You were supposed to be a grown adult. Ryan says, she acts like a little bitch, just like you. Sarah says, I don't think you comprehend what you have done to my family. He says, so you both can get fucked. He then responds saying, you're trash, fuck off. She says, you're disgusting and abusive. He goes, now I'm going to talk to whoever the fuck I want. She says, your games are unreal. He said, go kill yourself. She responds saying, it's not a joke. Hello, because I think she's trying to get his attention. He responds with, fuck you, in all caps with 30 exclamation points. And then he writes, which is the main issue, this one's for you, which is a photo of him holding a bullet.
Awful.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. He's literally trash. And then so after that, and even like kind of today, it kind of progressed. And then he was calling out and hashtag or like tagged like Bristol Palin and was like, hey, by the way, when you were trying to work things out with Dakota and tag Dakota Meyer, he was like, oh, he was meeting up with Sarah to like hook up. And it's like, who were you trying to bring in? Why are you trying to bring them in? Like, and then he tried to like claim this whole, oh, like for my daughter's sake, I don't want to be in the media. This is my last season on the show. I'm such a private person. And it's like, dude, you've been on fucking Housewives since Tamra got on. Like, Tamra's not a classy girl. She's never been a classy girl. And you think that you're above Housewives? Like, how else would you be getting fucking income?
I mean,
he just wants attention.
Yeah.
And like, nobody likes Tamara.
Nobody.
I think we can all agree, like, Tamara is trash. But let's be fair. Ryan is a disgusting Trump supporter, but her other son is the Democrat. So at least, like, she must have done something wrong.
Well, but it was the other son with, like, the
Simon.
Other... Simon. Yeah, Simon.
But also, so it's like, she's not wrong, where she was like, you know, my other son, I can't remember his name, you know, was born with a different level of privilege than Ryan was.
Yeah,
so true. Ryan, but then you also think, if you know anything about politics, you know that Republicans don't care about single mothers. They don't care about moms who don't have the ability to put their kids in child, you know, care when the mother is working, which is what Democrats fight for, which again isn't, I mean, again, not at the point of this podcast, but
we shouldn't get political.
Yeah, I know. We should not get political.
Politics aside.
I'm going to get a bunch of emails being like, you don't know shit about motherhood.
They're like, Republicans care about single mothers.
Yeah. But just saying, you know, her other son was born in a different kind of privileged lifestyle.
But so the thing is, too, like, Ryan lived with Simon. The first couple seasons when Tamara originally got on, like, Ryan didn't like Simon. Simon didn't like Ryan. And so it's like they never saw eye to eye, so he could never see the stuff that Simon was trying to offer him.
Yeah.
So it's like he's been a spoiled fucking entitled rich brat all his life because, like, you did have a second father. He did try to do stuff. You were a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, now, oh, you're, like, buddy-buddy, like, homeboy with Eddie. And but I'm like, that's not a real thing. And according to Kelly Dodd, he was just a spin instructor. Don't you remember that, like, little Twitter feud? And so it's like Ryan is just, like, crazy and insane, and he's never going to be right.
No, I don't think any of this is a really good look for him. And then he went on to Instagram and wrote this whole iOS press release saying, let me tell everybody something. There's always two sides to every story. I keep my mouth shut for my daughter's sake and because I like to keep my life as private as I can. I don't play the media for sympathy for everyone that wants to judge me for the chaos I created yesterday. Please feel free to contact me. There's a lot about our life that people don't know, and I'm here to set the record straight.
Bullshit.
You threatening the life of the mother of your daughter and your daughter with a photo of a bullet?
But also, he had said something like, oh, he had said some bullshit about, like, his daughter and, like, oh, she's talk shit just like you do. And Sarah, his ex, was like, seriously? Like, you're talking about our kid like that? Like, it was ridiculous. It was sad and pathetic and ridiculous.
Well, you know what? What do you now? A Pull of Ramona season one reunion. Just leave.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to go. I think the curtain has closed for Ryan. I don't think I need to see him ever again. I also don't need to see Tamara. Like, her whole thing, like, her dancing around her kitchen to get a country club membership. It's like, babe, that's like $5,000 a year. Like, you don't have to, like, jumping around. It was like the white, I don't know. Like, I felt so bad.
Tamara that season that, like, she was, like, parading around her tits in Mexico and being like, man, crazy.
And, or, like, when she got a baptism in a,
like,
pool.
Bitch, you're, like, over 40, still needing to, like, pull your shirt down and show your tits. Like, calm down.
I think,
like,
she,
it's sad.
She was
pathetic.
Naked, running around, thinking she's hot shit, and then breaks her fucking, like, arm or her leg.
Yes,
like,
yes, exactly.
Just sit down. Like,
you're
literally
stop.
Hanging out with your two girlfriends. Like, why didn't you, like, show your tits? Like, I've never hung out with two of my girlfriends
never.
To, like, prove anything and, like,
and
show
younger.
My whole naked body. Like, what? Like, no, we could have fun without that. Like, that's not a thing.
No, it's not. But when you're poor and you, like, move into these rich places.
You've only got your body.
That's all you got. You got your good boob job.
Like, yeah, good boob job, quote unquote. Yeah. Moving on to other tragedy coming out of the OC. The OC cannot catch a break. That place, it's like you were the start of the Real Housewives, but you're also, like, quickly, like, becoming the end of it. So
yeah.
Lynn Curtin, if you guys don't remember her from seasons 4 and 5 of the Real Housewives of OC, she cannot stay out of trouble. Neither can her daughter, Alexa, who is a 26-year-old girl. She was arrested again on August 2nd in OC. So back on August... So back on July 21st, she was arrested for drug possession. She gets out of jail a couple days later, gets thrown back into jail on the 2nd for who the fuck knows. They literally aren't even saying it in articles anymore because they're like, this shit's so commonplace. I mean, probably.
Allegedly.
In January, she was under arrest for two misdemeanor drug offenses. Then a warrant was sent out for her arrest in March after she failed to appear in court. This poor girl. She's also faced lawsuits about vandalism, petty theft, and driving under the influence of drug charges in the past.
But listen, Lynn wanted to be like their friend. Like, she never wanted to be their parent. She was like, oh, we're like cool. I'm like, we're like the cool parents. It's like, no, that's why your daughters are like porn stars and like in trouble with the law and things like that. Like,
I have watched their porns.
Yeah,
how like not they? Like how a, not in like how a sec they? Not in like a sexual way, like more for like a research way.
So
how was it?
Well, the other one. So Alexa is like hardcore porn.
Okay.
Where I don't want to like talk about her someone's vagina, but I wasn't into it.
wait, so you went into the vagina? The lips were like crazy.
Was it like a Danielle Staub?
It was
vagina?
Like a Danielle Staub vagina. Ooh. Without piercings.
Ooh.
Okay.
I look at both of you are like, oh god, I can see the photo now. And then the other daughter whose name is escaping me, Raquel. No, god, Raquel. Yes. Raquel,
she used to be so pretty.
She's still pretty. She doesn't do like hardcore porn. She just does like
softcore porn.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Mazel tov. Congratulations.
No, she does like a nice, like elevated hoeing, which is like on like her own website where it's like she'll do like personalized videos. So it's
okay,
like
she
I
just
want
plays
you
with
to
herself,
yeah, she plays whatever. With herself and does whatever you want. But you have to pay for it. But I like that. I like that vibe.
But also,
it's like,
pay
me $300 and I'll do whatever.
Can you not make like a Gretchen Christine Butte type of thing instead of playing with yourself on like a porn site? Like, I don't know. Like,
no, yeah. Like, can't you make like a failed lipstick line? Like, can't you decide to make a cuff line? Like,
can
your
you
mom?
Make cuffs? Yeah.
Make cuffs. Like, what's her mom is still making
like
cuffs.
Generational legacy here.
Yeah.
Cuffs. They're in style.
Leather cuffs will never go out of style. Mark my words. Well, this leads us to the end of today's episode. Mercedes, Jasper, thank you for coming on. Where can people find you, follow you, wherever you want, or if you don't want, who cares? Tell the masses.
Oh my gosh. My Instagram is the most complicated Instagram to find. It's like, it's like, phonetically. MYRC8ES6. So it's like Mercedes 6, but it's like you can't spell it. You can't kind of like intuitively say it. So God bless you if you hear this and you spell it out and you follow.
Okay, so no one's following Mercedes and Jasper.
My Instagram is Jasper_AJ. I have a Twitter. Well, I'm trying to get blocked by every Bravo celebrity in the world.
Who have you been blocked so far by?
Jax.
Same with
That's
me.
It.
I only
That's
tweeted him once. I only tweeted him once and he blocked
Jasper
me.
Jasper will not be happy until he gets blocked by a bona fide housewife.
Yeah. Exactly. And my Twitter would be @Jasper_AJ.
Got it. Well, thank you
both so much
for coming on. Thanks for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. And we'll be back next Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to leave a quick review and a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, head to Instagram and follow @BravoHappyHour to talk with fellow listeners on the episode's discussion posts. Also, feel free to shoot me an email at BravoHappyHourPod@gmail.com with any super juicy gossip or just to say hi. Be sure to tune in every Monday and Thursday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news.